Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I'm your host, Em, and this week I'm talking with Angelo Muratore.
I love to work with the marketing, the communication, and the brand position of brands that can be emotional for the people. So this is why I choose the beauty industry.
Angelo is the founder and CEO of SkinLabo, Europe's first Italian digital cosmetics brand. They're a DTC beauty and skincare brand created with high science formulations and botanical extracts. The brand takes a clean approach to skincare and is the only digital beauty brand to offer a full consultancy and concierge service available in 10 languages. So on this episode, Angelo dishes on SkinLabo's rapid growth in the beauty industry, finding a gap in the market, and being a disruptor in the very oversaturated world of skincare and beauty that we are living in. He's sharing more on their global strategy, one-to-one consultancy service for customers, and what he personally does each day to be the best businessman and founder that he can be. We also welcome on Letizia, a member from their team, to chat with us on best-selling products, which, hint, there may or may not be a lip plumper involved, people. This man is such an inspiration, so let's get right into the full chat with Angelo. Angelo, hi. Welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Angelo. We are so excited to have you on the podcast. But first and foremost, before we dive in, where in the world are you chatting with us from today?
We are chatting from my office in Turin, our SkinLabo headquarters. Turin is a beautiful city in the northwest of Italy, very close to Milan, very close to the mountains and to French Riviera.
Perfect. And I know we were just chatting and you gave me kind of the full rundown around where you're located in Italy. But can you share a few of those tidbits, I guess, specifically around the martini and...
Yes. Turin is very well known, first of all, because it was the first capital of Italy in 1871. And then because so it's a royal city where the king were staying. And then Turin is very well known also because of the car industry is the headquarter of Fiat, a very important automobile company in the world. Now it's FCA, that they merger also with Peugeot Citroën with a new name that is Stellantis. Then Turin is well known because it's the city of Lavazza, the very well known coffee company. Then Martini, that was merged with Bacardi a few years ago. And then is the city of very important car designers, such as Giugiaro and Pininfarina. They design Ferrari, they design Volkswagen, Lamborghini, and other cars. And then it's very well known also because our region and our city are very important for food and wine. So we have one of the most... beautiful and good wine in our place and in Italy and all around the world. There are great producers such as Gaia, for example, or Odero that are very well known in all the world. So
perfect. All of those things, we are adding Turin to our list of places to travel immediately.
Yes.
So thank you for the rundown there.
Yes.
Do you mind giving our audience just a brief background on who you are?
Yes, I'm 49 and since I was a child, I really had a big curiosity and ambition. And my passion since I was a child was the marketing communication, the PR. And I was working for a long time for big companies such as Fiat Group Automobile as a marketing manager. And then I decided to become a consultant and entrepreneur, started to be a managing partner of very important communication agencies across Italy and also New York and Istanbul. And then I was putting my money in a few companies from the fashion to the communication agencies and to the e-commerce platform. Then in 2016, with a couple of friends, we decided to found Skin Labo and other vertical brands. And Skin Labo now is my life. I build up a great team, and we are really growing very fast. So it's my 100% activity during the day.
I love it. And Angelo, I know I was just sharing with you sort of the premise around the podcast. So I love to chat with our guests around their big moves. So whether it's, you know, moving to a new city or a country or launching the brand or the business, those big transitions in life that, you know, really sort of shape us and our journeys. So for you, obviously Skin Labo is your main focus. At what point in your career did you decide, I'm just going to go for it and launch my own beauty brand?
Yeah, I totally understand your question, but I think that unfortunately the 99% of the world is doing always the same stuff. I mean, you study, then you become a manager, or if you are like a son of entrepreneur, you follow your father. But in general, everybody is doing the same things. And I understood that I didn't want to follow the people, and I really would like to make the difference and to do something different. I can be proud, and also the people that I would like to involve can be proud. So I decided to become an entrepreneur, but not only an entrepreneur as the other one, to found a company with a philosophy and a mission totally different from the other one. And that's why after like making a lot of choices on investments, I decided to found a digitally native vertical brand in the beauty, because I was thinking that there was a big space to make something different and to revolution the market, to be really disruptive. And that's why I decided to found Skin Labo. And then I will tell you why is different Skin Labo.
So Angelo, when it came to founding Skin Labo, was beauty and skincare something that you were always passionate about, or where did that kind of spark for you?
I mean, not like a user, but for sure like an observator of this kind of industry, because I saw in the past and I'm seeing now that people, and especially women, would like to take care of themselves not only once in a month, but every day. So I was thinking there was a huge opportunity. And then because in general, it's something related to emotion. So I love to work with the marketing and the communication and the brand position of brands that can be emotional for the people. So this is why I choose the beauty industry.
I love that. And thank you. Thank you for thinking about all of us females out there. So yeah. I can attest that we appreciate that kind of thinking. And what would you say is sort of Skin Labo's approach to beauty and sort of your philosophy around skincare?
Yes,
and makeup?
This is the very important issue. The market is in general divided in two categories of brand positioning. You have the mass market brands, and then you have the mustache and premium luxury brands, no? But these two kind of category that does not have a brand positioning that can allow women and general people to get high quality cosmetics for very accessible price. So there is not any brand that is giving you the very high quality product, like very high quality active principle or very high quality natural ingredient for a very affordable price. I mean, Skin Labo is giving the opportunity to get for 10 euro what you normally get from 50 to 500 euro. Then I saw that there was not any very deep consultancy service. So we understood that was a great opportunity to have a beauty consultant that can really listen the needs of the woman and answer to any question like a friend. And this is our approach. Our approach is very warm, made with passion and a lot of knowledge. So we are very much, let's say, close to the people that would like to understand better about the beauty and receive answer about their needs and problem of the skin. So there was a big space in the market because no one was providing such a value proposition, the quality for cosmetics for an affordable price, with a very unique personalized service of beauty consultancy. And then we saw that the brick and mortar, so the retail business, was flat from -1 to +2 in each market. And the beauty online market was growing by like that from the 10 to the 30% in each market. So there was a huge opportunity to make an e-commerce in the beauty. So we thought that there can be great to found a digitally native vertical brand. And we founded the Skin Labo. So Skin Labo, you can only find Skin Labo on our website. Yeah.
Perfect. And I want to say too, with so much skincare and so much product out there, I love the idea of that skincare consultancy. How can people get in touch? Is it through an online portal, or like, what is the best way to sort of get their questions answered?
Yeah. When you go to our website, there is a pop-up that is saying, "Hi, I'm Simona," or I'm Letizia. How I can help you? No, and you can chat immediately with our beauty consultant, or when you get you see on your feed, Facebook feed or Instagram feed, our ads, you can click and go further in our landing page or product page where there is a phone number that you can. You can do to can be in contact with our beauty consultant, and then of course when you see our contacts, you can write us email or WhatsApp or the way is more affordable for you to get in touch with our beauty consultant. This kind of service is made in 10 languages, so our beauty consultant and customer care manager are speaking 10 different languages: Italian, Spanish, German, Portuguese, Greek, Poland, Holland, Sweden, Czech Republic. So you can see that we are really providing a great services, and this is also unique because there are not a lot of brands that they have this kind of vertical stores. This is a disruption in our industry, because generally speaking, a brand when would like to go abroad is doing that in the English language, or maybe is only translating the website, but the advertising campaign and the customer care are made not in 10 languages. No, so this is really unique from Skin Labo. And then what is fantastic is that you don't need to expand your business in another country to go there, to find people, to rent a store, to hire the people of the store, to set up the store and everything. Because when you open a website in the language, you hire your beauty consultant, customer care manager, you translate the ads, and that's it. And you go online and you make your business. This is only a new way to do e-commerce. It's a new way to launch brand and to manage communities. So we are very proud, because our way in the beauty industry, it's really unique, because every brand can talk about sustainability, can talk about natural ingredients, can talk about clean beauty, but not every brand can say that can provide high quality cosmetics for 10 euro. Not every brand can say that they can provide a unique and personalized service of beauty consultancy. And not every brand can say that they have 10 different languages in their customer care and beauty consultant. So we are unique, we know that. And then what is really making the difference between us and the other one is not only the idea, is not only the positioning, but is our way to make strategies and execution. Because you can have a beautiful idea, you can have a beautiful product, but if you don't be good in sell, so in making performance marketing to get new customer, and make retention marketing, so CRM to let them repurchase, you are not in the market, because you are in the market and you are very sexy only if you can acquire every day a lot of customer, and you can say that you have a lot of customer that are coming back. And this is exactly what SkinLabo can say to the market. So we can say that we have more than 60,000 new customer per month. We can say that our repurchase rate is very strong. I mean that we have more than the 30% over 9 months of the people that are buying the month X that are repurchasing again. So, I mean, our metrics as a startup that now is a scale-up are strong, and we have a lot of investors that are asking us to put the money in the company, because our way to do online business in the beauty is very unique. So we are also very proud of it.
Absolutely. And I guess on the note of, you know, those 10 different languages, what are sort of your top markets, would you say?
Yes, of course, Italy was the first market, and we are making more than the 40% of the turnover in Italy. Then we can say that Spain was the second market, and we are making the 20% of the turnover. Then we can say French and Portugal and Greece are three strong markets where we are making the 10%, and then the other countries. But also in the UK, we are making great numbers. So we are making more than 150 orders per day. We have more than 20,000 customers. So, I mean, we are growing very fast. And then in the last 3 months, we opened Austria, Belgium, we opened Holland, we opened Poland and Czech Republic. So now we are going to launch Sweden. And by the 1st of September, we are going to open the US market. Yeah.
Perfect. And obviously, you have so much experience in launching this global brand, and one that has obviously performed really well during a pandemic. It's all really impressive. But I guess, do you have any advice for anybody that's looking to launch in the beauty industry right now? Maybe like one to two pieces of advice?
I think that the pandemic brought more to the industry, more people that for the first time decide to buy online. For independent brands that is maybe not very well known, is not an advantage on the first time. Is an advantage because you can target these new buyers with the ads, and then this new buyer can buy when they say they see your advertising. So we are growing not because of the pandemic, but we are growing because the e-commerce in all the world is growing very much, and of course because of the pandemic more than it was growing before. But as an independent brand, as a digitally native brand, we don't have direct advantages from the pandemic.
So to get into some nitty-gritty product-specific questions, Letizia, I'm excited to welcome you on the podcast. I know that you work really closely with Angelo on the digital marketing and the product team. So if you want to do a brief intro or hi, please feel free.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm part of the Skin Labo team, and I'm very excited to be here with you for some girls talk for what concerns the product category.
Amazing. I love it. So we'll jump right into it. I'd love to talk anti-aging skincare with you. I know that's one of your best-selling categories for Skin Labo. So which products from the line would you recommend everybody have in their beauty cabinet?
Yes, anti-aging is our main focus, but it's not the only one. We are well known for anti-aging products, but we are trying to open up our target. And we're doing that also thanks to influencer marketing. And that's a thing that I'm very proud of, and with the makeup. But we are very famous and popular for our shot family. The shots are the first step of everyone's beauty routine, and they are very concentrated, proactive ingredients. And they have a medium to long-term effect. But we also are specialized on immediate effects. And one of our best sellers is for sure the Intensive Lift, which is a product for eye bags and dark circles. And also our Super Puffy Lips, which is, again, one of our best sellers. And this product has an immediate volume effect on your lips. So I guess you should try it.
Absolutely. I love how specific to your lip products are. I know you guys have, you have a lip scrub, you have a lip plumper, you have your lip gloss line. Like, you have all of the things I feel like you could possibly need when it comes to lip care.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We have lip products, and we have, of course, eye products. And I need to say that actually these ones are our best sellers. I don't know if it's because, as I was saying, they have the immediate results. And that's what the I know that for sure the UK market is looking for, because where UK customers always require before and after picks, for example. But yeah, our product development team is actually focusing also on new products belonging to this category.
Perfect. And I know that you guys take a clean approach to beauty, but I know that this can mean so many different things depending on who you're talking to. You know, it's a really buzzy word right now when it comes to beauty. Can you take us through what Skin Labo's approach is when it comes to clean beauty?
Yeah, of course. All our products are natural, because we have a natural percentage of 90, and in some cases also it goes up to 95 and 99% in every product that we have. So we define ourselves as a clean formulations, of course. Because we also have what we call a blacklist of ingredients that we don't use in our products, in developing our products. And those are not only products that are not allowed by law, but those are also rumored, let's say, ingredients, like there are some ingredients that are not actually harmful. But some bloggers or some journalists don't really like them for reason that in some cases are not even belonging to the cosmetic industry. But of course, we're trying to avoid them and to keep our formulas as clean as possible. And we're also trying to use the what we call the less is better approach. So we are trying to have all our formulas short and effective, let's say. So we only use the best active ingredients and the ones that are actually effective for your skin. And of course, that also means that you have less probabilities in having allergic reactions.
Okay, perfect. And what are, I guess, some of the key ingredients in your skincare that are a part of your product line?
Our key ingredients are for sure collagen and hyaluronic acid, but we are always looking for new ingredients, new active ingredients, because each one of our products has an active ingredient that is what we call the hero ingredient. And we are looking for ingredients that always are derivatives from vegetables, natural ingredients, of course, such as peptides. For example, one of our best sellers is a shot, and it's called the Botox-like shot. But because it's an alternative, a natural alternative to botulinum. So, for example, the Argyrolox is the active ingredient, and it's one of our best and key ingredients.
Okay, perfect. And then I know that you guys just launched makeup, which is really exciting for the brand. Are there any bestsellers that you want to talk with us about today?
Yeah, we decided to launch makeup at the beginning of the year. And also, as I was saying earlier, thanks to makeup, we were able to open up our target. And of course, we had a lot of success. Of course, the pandemic, we were a little bit scared of the pandemic and the fact that people are always wearing masks. And we decided to came up with three products for the lips. But our best seller is not the mascara, it's the lip plumper. And that proves the fact that actually the women are willing to use makeup besides or besides wearing a mask, they are always looking for new lipsticks and makeup for their lips. So the lip plumper is our best sellers. Again, this has an immediate effect. So we don't know if that's because that's why, but the lip plumper is our best seller.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love too, you guys have a number of products that are sort of like multi-use products. I feel like anything that we can have in our beauty cabinet that can do two or three things for us all in one, it just makes our lives so much easier. Yeah. What are some of SkinLabo's like multi-use products that you love?
Well, the fun fact about this is that actually our customers suggest us how we can use the products. For example, we have the anti-gravity shot, which is for neck and chin and the décolleté. But some of our customers found out that due to its tensor action is also good on the face. So, for example, this is a great one. If you want to try it, it's called the Anti-Gravity Pure Shot.
So for someone in the audience, they're trying out SkinLabo for the first time. Where do you recommend they start? Are we starting with skincare? Are we starting with makeup? Are we starting with one of your skin shots? Like, what's the best way?
Actually, I wouldn't recommend a specific product, but since we offer a beauty consultancy experience, I would suggest to directly call one of our beauty consultants and have them create the perfect beauty routine for you.
Okay, I love that. We will direct our audience over to those. Thank you so much for sharing so much about those products.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So bringing back Angelo into our convo, as a last question for you, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing your journey and your team. This has been brilliant. I'm curious, as a last question, is there anything that you do on a day-to-day or anything personally that helps you sort of be the best CEO and founder that you can be?
Yes, I can say that every single day I take from 1 to 2 hours to read articles and stories, successful stories about people that founded great companies, or article about great history on the beauty market. So I can say that it's very important to be very trained and to be very informed about everything related on your business and the business that you are doing in general in the category where you are operating, no? So it's very important to be to your culture and your knowledge, your curiosity, the way you look at the people that really had a big success, and the feature of this kind of people, how they made it. And for example, I read everything about Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin of Google, and all these kind of guys that from zero to one, they made a company, and in 10 years, the company worth billions and billions, no? So I always get advice from this kind of stories. And then what I can say also is that you looks like the five people that you stay more with, no? So if you are staying and chatting every single day with people that are not interesting, maybe you are not interesting. If you try to stay with people that have a lot of things to say and that they are very interesting, they have nice stories to tell you, and they had a nice idea, maybe you can follow them and you can have also a great idea. So, and if, like me, you don't have the chance by your family or the people that you have from your, like, let's say high school or university, you have to find those kind of people in your life. So to read, to write email, to go in some event where there are these kind of people, or to ask someone if he can introduce you to these people, because you can not do everything alone. And so you need the success is a matter of team building, and to make to have a great idea with a great team is a team working. It's not something that you can do alone. No,
absolutely. I'm so glad that you shared that last piece of advice. I couldn't agree more with you. We are a product of who we spend our time with and in our work and our personal life. So I'm right there with you. Thank you for sharing that. So Angela, what's next for you and the brand? Is there anything coming up or any exciting launches at all that you would want to share?
Yes. In general, we have another beautiful vertical that we are managing, which is the vertical of ambient parfum, like Jo Malone, no? Ambient parfum and candles, which is called Salimbeni Profumi. So we are managing the rollout in Europe of this vertical business. You can find it on salimbeni.it. Now we are selling in all Europe, but in English. We are selling in Italy and in Spain in Spanish. And then by September, end of the year, we want to open a new vertical regarding the beauty of the pet, so of the animals, dogs and cats and other animals. So we want to make a vertical brand online on the beauty industry for the pet.
Perfect. Thank you. We will look out for that. And also, everyone who's listening, we are going to be doing a product giveaway with Skin Labo, which is exciting. So look out for our posts on social media this week for details on how to enter. And Angela, before you go, where can everybody follow you, find you, and keep up with Skin Labo?
Yes, on my LinkedIn, if they would like, or asking about me to my beauty consultant, because I'm always at the disposal of all the people that would like to know me and to listen our story. And what I can say about the giveaway is that the people can have the chance to try a real product, not a sample. And the difference between Skin Labo and the other companies is also that the other companies are giving as a gift a sample. We are giving, like, paying only the shipping cost, a real product that you normally get from 50 to 500 euros. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity and is a great, good trying of our brand.
Absolutely. Angelo, thank you again. And Letizia, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much. You were very kind, and I hope to see you soon in Turin.
Perfect. Thanks everybody so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please share it with a friend, tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast. We always love to hear your feedback, and we will catch you on the next episode.